At his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square today, Pope Benedict XVI reflected on the shining history of witness left by the faithful of the first three Christian centuries. Chris Altieri reports.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, nella storia del cristianesimo antico è fondamentale la distinzione fra i primi tre secoli.
Pope Benedict XVI began his catechesis by saying there is a fundamental distinction between the first three centuries of the life of the Church and those that came after the Council of Nicaea, the first ecumenical council. Pope Benedict reflected on the life, thought, and contribution of the early theologian and historian Eusebius of Caesarea.
Eusebius is best known for his ecclesiastical history, which documented the first centuries of the Church's life, and preserved much precious evidence which would otherwise be lost. His Christocentric approach to history emphasized the gradual revelation of God's merciful love for humanity, culminating in the coming of Christ, the spread of the gospel, and the growth of the Church. Eusebius' writings continue to inspire Christians in every age to let the study of history bear fruit in a greater appreciation of God's saving works, a deeper conversion to Christ, and a more generous witness to the gospel in everyday life.
Speaking in Italian, Pope Benedict also expressed his best wishes for students and school children who, in many parts of the world these days, are finishing their exams and entering the months of summer rest and relaxation.
Vi aiuti il Signore a vivere questo periodo con serenità e a sperimentare la sua protezione.
At the end of the audience, Pope Benedict saluted the faithful in many languages, including English.
I welcome the participants in the leadership course organized by the International Catholic Charismatic Renewal Services. My greetings also go to the Buddhist members of Risho Kosei Kai and the representatives of the Apostolate for Family Consecration. Upon all the English-speaking visitors present to this audience, especially those from England, Nigeria, Japan, and the United States, I invoke God's abundant blessings.
In July, the Holy Father himself will depart for his special Alpine summer retreat in Lorenzago di Cadore, where his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, spent six different summer breaks between 1987 and 1998. I'm Chris Altieri.